Ooh, and it's a Tuesday, just about to get to 20 past 8, and he's back. Just when you thought you'd heard the last of him, he's here. Mr. Chapman from Chapman Plumbing. Barry Chapman's in the house for a Tuesday catch-up and a cool spotlight on a community project that is kicking off today. Barry, welcome, my friend.
Yeah, good morning, listeners. Hope everyone's doing fabulous on this wonderful, biting winter morning in Palito.
Absolutely. You
know, hitting 12 degrees. Start pulling out the jackets and the long pants. And
the puffer jackets are coming out for sure. The sleeveless, you know, that look. Eh? But listen, there are some good local folk who are banding together with their puffer jackets, no doubt, a little higher up the escarpment. A project that has been coordinated and pulled together by a local well-known personality and ward councillor, Privy Makan. What is the story, Barry? You're involved. You've got a whole bunch of names that have also thrown their hat in the ring. And what is unfolding? What's the cause?
Yeah, man. So it's always so cool to give back a little bit, eh? You know, that little famous South African saying, you know, Ubuntu.
Yeah.
Keep together, stick together, be one.
And I am because you are.
100%. And pay it forward.
So this is what's happening.
So this is a sports facility that's located in Etete. And it's called the Snyman Sports Facility. I personally didn't know it existed.
This is first I'm hearing of it. But after this, hopefully it will be on the map now.
Yeah. I mean, there's soccer goals up and a nice big soccer field out there. And there's an ablution facility which unfortunately has been left to rack and ruin. And it's in a state of extreme disrepair.
Unusability.
There's two blocks of toilet facilities. The one toilet facility is a change room with showers and things like that in, which currently we're putting on hold for now because naturally funds is an issue.
Sure.
Then there's the public ablution facility for spectators and things like that, which is next to it. We're fixing up one half of that building. So we're going to be putting two basins in, two toilets, redoing the plumbing, painting doors and windows, cleaning up the general area, pressure jetting the lines.
Wow.
New water line.
So it's going to be a working thing.
100%. We're pushing to do this quite nice and quickly. I mean, yesterday I went there to go do a little site visit, and just after school broke up, and all the kids came down to the field and they were playing a game of soccer. And I mean, it was so cool to see the kids out having a bunch of fun.
So it's a well-used, I mean, the field itself, the sports facility is a kind of cornerstone of that community.
Oh, well, I would certainly imagine so, yeah.
And this is going to make a real difference.
100%.
And now the thing is, making this transformation, this extreme makeover a reality, there's been some really great participation from the likes of the local business community, Chapman Plumbing, for example. But you've got a list of other great oaks.
So we've got the workstation in Umhlali. They got one of their management staff there going out doing the project management and all the detailing and just oversight of everything.
Super.
Chapman Plumbing being involved with all the plumbing works, minor fittings, and all those kind of wonderful things.
Yes, sir.
Keeping it flowing. We've got On Tap in Salt Rock. Craig, he's very kindly sponsoring new toilets and basins and taps and things like that.
Yeehaw!
Extreme Clean, Tim Lal, for sponsoring all the high-pressure cleaning. There's a lot of high-pressure cleaning to be done there. I think, like, inside the building, the guys have been making, like, little fires inside there, so there's char all over the place. So
wow.
A good little clean needs to be done there. We've got DCTA, Daria Nadu, who's sponsoring a carpenter to fit all the doors and windows.
Oh, wow.
We've got a resident, Rodney Mayrick, who is sponsoring the painters. We've got another resident, Simon Downs, who's sponsoring all the paint. We got Evco Steel Fabricators, Derek Everett, who's doing all the security steel work.
Man.
Talisman Tool Hire, and I'm Shlali, who is sponsoring a generator and whatever other tools are required by the crew, like an open mandate. If you need something, come and grab it.
That's amazing.
Which is really generous. We got the good old famous institution of Rockfield Trading Stores in Amshlali, Junaid. He's sponsoring all the doors and windows.
Awesome.
Belito Sweeper.
Yeah, we had them on the radio the other day.
They're coming in to help with all the cleaning of the facility around the building and in the building to get it nice and clean for the guys to start their work.
That's brilliant.
And I just got a phone call now from Unitwist Piping Systems.
Literally in the studio, they just called you before they went on live.
And they've jumped in and they're sponsoring a 100-meter roll of pipe and a whole bunch of fittings to get the water going. The lovely thing about Unitwist is it is a 100% plastic pipe. There's no scrap value to the pipe, which is awesome. So it removes the risk drastically for it wanting to be vandalized or something like that.
That's
naturally driven by the great Privy Markham.
There you go. You're hearing it here on Radio Life and Style, and a fantastic team effort, which will be boots on the ground from this morning.
We are, boots on the ground this morning, but we do need the help from someone who has a vacuum truck.
AKA a honey sucker.
A honey sucker. Someone who can get stuck into the septic tank and clean it out. I was there yesterday, I had a look at it, and it needs a little bit of love. The guys are going to get some lids made for it. Very scaringly enough, all three of the lids are wide open.
Oh.
Which is a massive safety risk as well. So that's going to get closed up very quickly. But if there's anybody that can aid us with a honey sucker, it's a 3 1,000-liter precast septic tank, so 3,000 liters in total. And we need somebody to come and help us get that cleaned out. And if anybody else wants to get involved, contact myself or Privy, and let's make a ugly duckling a beautiful thing again and make a lovely place for the kids to be able to go and relieve themselves while they're enjoying the outdoors.
This is going to be a couple of days of hard graft, and then something that will be left as a functioning working facility for the community to enjoy. And what a gift, what a cool thing. And full kudos to everyone who's stepped up and gotten involved so far. If you happen to have a vacuum truck or a honey sucker and you're able to lend that machine to this cause, Barry, what's the best way to reach out to Chapman Plumbing directly?
Give me a shout on my cell phone, 082-571-6455. Or even if you want to sponsor the payments of a vacuum truck to come out there, or if you've got Privy's details all over the place, get hold of her and she'll get hold of me and we'll make it happen.
Amazing. Teamwork makes the dream work. And we'll have an update on the story when Barry pops in again next Tuesday. In the meantime, though, Barry, you've also got a public service announcement now that we're heading into colder times, and folks might be encountering issues with their hot water that they shouldn't really be having issues with. What are you finding a lot of problems with at the moment?
So it's quite a thing. You know, people spend a hellish amount of money on putting solar geysers, solar thermal systems. Mm. And if they're not installed correctly, you end up with what's called reverse thermosiphoning.
Reverse thermosiphoning.
Yes.
That sounds nasty.
These are the ones where you've got the panel up on the roof and the geyser inside the roof. So the panel's higher than the geyser. Mm. Naturally, hot air, hot water rises. So if it's not piped up correctly with the correct non-return valves and heat loops and things like that, you end up with a reverse thermosiphoning. So once the geyser's heated up, it just sends the water up to the panel and cools it down, and then the cold water drops back down.
So you lose it as fast as you've captured it.
100%. So prime example, we had a client in Sinkwazi that was paying a massively exorbitant amount of 10,000 rand a month on their electricity bill.
Yo!
We went in, we had a look at their geysers, noted there was issues, rectified it. The electricity bill dropped down to 3,500 rand a month.
What a jump, hey?
Sure. So I'm busy battling with the clients at the moment. Tenant in a property, went out to site, did a full report on the geyser and the installation. It's not in a compliant manner. They are suffering with reverse thermosiphoning, and we're now battling with the landlord to get
the thing sorted out
to rectify it. And in the meantime, the poor tenant is the one that's now paying unnecessarily for electricity.
Yo, man. So, bottom line, if you have any doubts as to the quality of your installation, and if you are finding that your hot water is not hot and is cooling down soon after you think it should have gotten to temperature, there's definitely need to get a proper inspection from someone who really is accredited in the installation of these things.
No, you know, at the end of the day, it's got to do with a lot of passion, you know?
Yeah.
And I talk about it often. Passion in your industry is, it makes the difference because you actually give a damn about what you're doing.
There you go. So also, therefore, if you're thinking of getting one of these systems installed, make sure that you've got a passionate certified installer from the word go to avoid headaches 100%. Down the line. Because, talking to the man on a Tuesday morning, the world's first and only dedicated plumbing radio show, Chapman Plumbing, Barry Chapman. And Barry, good luck out in the field today, out at the Snyman sports facilities.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting, man.
We're going to definitely want a feedback follow-up session next Tuesday. In the meantime, keep doing what you do so well, my friend.
Thank you, boss.
You heard it. Radio, life, and style.